Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about the wonderful work of Jesus Christ for his people, about how he is able to save. And I want to read to you from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, where we read this: "Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." One day, our daughter came home from school asking what a witch's stand was. We wondered what she was learning at school. And with a little investigation, it revealed that she wasn't too sure about the United States Pledge of Allegiance, and she thought that it said, "And to the Republic for witches stands." Now, perhaps a similar thing has happened to you. You thought that the words of a song went one way, and you were embarrassed to find out later that you sang it the wrong way all along. Well, sometimes it comes to us that way with the scriptures, and Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 is a perfect example of this. Most people think that this verse says God is able to save us from the uttermost extent of sin, but that isn't what Hebrews 7, 25 is about. It really says that Jesus is able to complete your salvation. He can save to the uttermost. There was a famous evangelist named Billy Sunday. You know, he was a really bad alcoholic. And he used to quote this verse, "God can save from the guttermost," because he used to spend a lot of time dead drunk in the gutter. Now, it's true that we can't out-sin God's ability to forgive or restore. The greatness of our sin is always less than the greatness of God's grace. You can never sin past God's ability to forgive. But Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 is not about what Jesus saves us from. It's about where he saves us to. It says Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. This is what is required of us, to keep coming to God through Jesus Christ. Abiding in Jesus is the essential foundation of the Christian life. This is what the enemy of our souls wants us not to do. He wants us to stop coming to God through Jesus Christ. So the devil may say, "Come to God," but not through Jesus. The devil may say, "Come to church," but don't come to God through Jesus Christ. The devil may get you so busy or discouraged that you don't come to God through Jesus. So combat the devil and build your life on the one foundation. Keep coming to God through Jesus. Remember that Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 says that we have an intercessor in heaven. Do you remember that Jesus is praying for you in heaven? Jesus is not interceding for you because he's the, well, good cop, and God the Father is the bad cop. No, Jesus is not praying, "Please, Father, forgive them just one more time." No, no, the forgiveness and payment for sin that Jesus brings us was forever purchased at the cross. Jesus is praying that we would be strengthened to know him, love him, and trust him. So come to God through Jesus and receive that strength. He will see you through to the end. You see, this letter to the Hebrews that we find in the New Testament, it was written to Christians who felt like giving up on the Christian life. And this is one of the many passages that encourages them and us to hang in there, because Jesus will not give up on us. Jesus can save us from anything, but there's something special about knowing that he can save us to the uttermost. Put your confidence in the great saving ability of Jesus Christ and put your confidence in Him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.